Esmeralda, do you have any favorite movies that are shot in and around the Illinois area?
Oh, goodness.
Because we mentioned yesterday, we mentioned, it wasn't a movie, but that stupid TV show my friend was on, the Prison Break. Yeah, that was shot in the Joliet vicinity.
Yes, it was.
And the beginning
I enjoy Batman, the Dark Knight ones.
Oh, okay.
I know they were filmed right over here by the Merchandise Mart.
Yep. Yep, a lot of stuff. I mean, that truck flip is on what in Dark Knight, Dan, where's that truck flip? Is it on
I'm pulling it up now.
I know
LaSalle?
They,
is it LaSalle?
Maybe.
I know they use the Hancock's parking thing.
In that movie? The parking like facilities?
Because they use the spinny.
Oh, was that where that was? I mean, you're talking about Batman Begins?
Maybe.
Because I know there's a parking lot chase in Batman Begins where they're like in like a parking.
Yeah, and they have to go around to like a spinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Hancock, I believe.
Okay.
I remember having to go through that when I worked at.
When you were working for Johnny?
Yeah, when the loop was there for a minute.
Yeah.
I remember being in like the big promo trucks and just frightened.
Yeah, they were all over the place.
Narrow.
That's Batman Begins. They were actually, I mean, I think there's, because Batman Begins doesn't look like, I mean, they alter Chicago to make it look like.
Right.
Gotham City?
Yeah, I had been told these were places. But I remember seeing, when I worked at the Loop and they were in the Merchandise Mart, I remember seeing trucks and just stuff.
Yeah.
All the filming.
No, they were all over city. They were
Dark
all
Knight.
Over the city. You know who's in that movie? You know who's in The Dark Knight?
Who's that?
Mike View.
Oh.
Mike View.
Wow.
Yeah. He's in The Dark Knight. And that's
all
another movie.
Vowels.
It's another movie I don't like that I bought so he would get a check. I own The Dark Knight on DVD, and I don't like the movie.
Would he get a check?
He got a check. Oh, yeah. He got a residual for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, but, and I don't even like the movie.
I have been watching Empire.
Oh, yeah. I've got friends on that movie or on that show, too.
I've been watching that lately, and I keep seeing the place where the record label is the home of the record label, the building. I know I walk by it all the time.
Is it down here, downtown?
Yeah, it's over at, it's by the House of Blues.
You know, sure.
It's like across the street from it. But I hate it because they change the street signs.
Right.
To be New York.
Right.
It makes me mad because it's like, why didn't you just say we're in Chicago?
You know, they closed off a few months ago. They closed off the parking lot that we used at Tribune.
Oh, really?
Because they filmed, they had cranes and all kinds of stuff. They filmed the lower Michigan there,
mm-hmm.
and lower the part of lower Michigan, and behind the Tribune, and I think inside the Tribune building, they had cameras inside the Tribune building as well.
Oh, I'll have to.
And this was about what, Dan? What, three, 4 months ago, maybe?
Yeah, I would say about that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so I'm only on season.
Oh, well, you've got some time then.
Three.
I think you've still got some time.
Yeah.
Our own
Michael Heidemann.
Yeah, he was in an episode.
A shot, yeah.
I have a friend who's got a good part on it. Her name's Sarah Savini. And Dan, we've had her on the show. She co-wrote a play at Factory. She wrote many plays. Zombie Broads was when we had her on. And she's in it. She's got a really good part. Dan, can you look her up? Maybe because maybe Esmeralda, if you hear a character name, you know who she is?
Yeah, I just looked up her picture. Oh, she has.
She's got a good part, I think, on it.
She's a board member
of the Empire.
Yeah, she's on the board of directors or whatever you call that.
She plays Edna Bunnan.
Yeah, she has a scene. She's a very interesting scene with someone. Pleasuring her.
Oh.
In an elevator.
Oh, okay. There you go. Good for you, Sarah.
Yeah, it was quite comical.
Yeah, Sarah's lovely. She's a member of the Factory Theater, and I've worked with her and directed her in many things. And I remember when she booked Empire, she was beyond excited because it wasn't like a day player part. Like, it's a, you know, it's a character on the show. Like, she's a semi or regular character on the show.
She's very silent.
Mm-hmm.
You just see her. A lot.
Yeah.
She makes a lot of faces.
She did that.
She
a
just
lot
has a lot of reactions and things to stuff.
Well, good for her, man. That's why I think it's so awesome that, you know, I don't watch a lot of these shows that are filmed in Chicago, but a lot of people I know and have worked with are working, and a lot of Chicago actors who wouldn't work otherwise have jobs, and
oh,
not
yeah.
just that, technicians, people who work behind the scenes. This is a great time to be a performing artist in Chicago who wants to work in TV. I mean, Dick Wolf, basically, you know, he's got 26 shows running here, if I remember correctly. You got Empire. You got a whole bunch of other shows.
Yeah, all the Chicago.
The Chicago PDs and all that.
Fires.
And all that. And
Lawyers.
Shameless is shot here.
Oh, right.
Yeah. My friend Mike View was in Shameless as well.
Wow.
Yeah. They hire him because he has so many vowels in his name. That's
the only reason.
Yeah.
Every time I've thought of him since, I go, Mike View, A-I-E-I-U-U.
V-I-E-A-U. That's how you spell it, man.
Sometimes why.
V-I-E-A-U. And by the way, for those of you who remember Dark Knight, do you remember the Dark Knight, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
He's the guy on trial who pulls the gun on Aaron Eckhart. He's being questioned. He's on trial near the beginning of the film.
And I don't remember.
He pulls the gun on Aaron Eckhart, pulls the gun on Aaron Eckhart and gets dragged out and thrown in prison so he can hang out with Teabag. Anyway. So we got the 20 most filmed locations in Illinois, Esmeralda. We have the most filmed locations and then the most cities or towns that have been filmed in movies. So we're going to go through that and then talk a little bit about some of our favorite movies that were shot here in Chicago and TV. I got to say, this was a big hit. I guess I forgot about this one, but I like this song more than the last one. Christina has chosen Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds, Fallen in Love. That was a big hit for Two for Tuesday. Two for Tuesday, man, yeah! 312-981-7200, one artist, two songs. There you go. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here, and we're here till 5 o'clock. So here are the most filmed locations in Illinois. Esmeralda, what do you think is the most filmed location in Illinois?
City-wise, or?
Well, these cover, actually, the most filmed locations, these are all in Chicago. These are all in Chicago.
Oh, like, oh.
And then we have most filmed cities. That's in a second list of 10. So it'll be like cities and towns. But what do you think is the most filmed location? And this is specifically in Chicago.
I'm going to say Sears Tower.
Okay. Not on the list.
Mm.
And it won't be on the list because it was destroyed in the movie Rampage. So it won't.
We no longer have Sears Tower.
No, number one is Wrigley Field.
Oh, right.
Wrigley Field. Right. Ferris Bueller, they go to the ballpark. The ballpark pops up in Sleepless in Seattle and the Blues Brothers. And a few more, right? Does it show? Is it in The Fugitive? Am I nuts? No, I don't think it is in The Fugitive. No, you know why? Because Andy Davis is a Southsider. He's a Sox guy. You know when I felt like really sort of intimidated, Dan?
When's that?
The day that... Listen to this. All right, you saw Black and Blue.
I did, yes.
Okay. And you saw it during its first run in 2011?
I did.
Okay. So it was a massive hit in 2011. Like, it sold, every performance sold out. It did good in 2013 when we remounted it, but it was a massive hit. Like, I think the biggest hit in factory history. And it was about, we opened it in the summer. Perfect. And it was about two brothers. One's a hardcore Sox fan. One's a hardcore Cubs fan. That's what it's about. And it's about Chicago culture and the bar culture. And we got huge amounts of people showing up. And it was really funny because they would come in their gear. Like, Sox fans would say, you can't sit on this side. It's the south side of the theater. You have to sit on the north side of the theater. They would literally do stuff like that. So it became a very, very popular hit. And so I was really nervous. And I didn't tell the actors about it until afterwards. But Tony Fitzpatrick showed up. Okay, he's seen some of my plays in the past. Tony Fitzpatrick showed up, Sox fan. John McNaughton showed up with Tony, director of Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, Mad Dog and Glory, Sox fan. And Andy Davis, director of The Fugitive, and Code of Silence, and Chain Reaction with Keanu, he showed up, Sox fan. Now, I was nervous because two of my favorite directors ever and one of the greatest artists and one of my best friends ever were all there. And we reserved seats for him and all that stuff. But I didn't tell the cast because I didn't want them to be nervous or, you know. And I was nervous for two reasons. One, because I respect all three of those guys as artists, and, you know. And I was relieved at the end, you know, when I talked to him afterwards, that they all three of them loved it. And they thought the cast was great, and they really loved it, which was really humbling and amazing to have John McNaughton say, hey, great work, and Andy Davis say, oh, that was fantastic. But I was most relieved that they said that it was even-handed. And we're talking, these guys are Southsiders to the bone. They are hardcore Sox fans. And that was one of the biggest reliefs, was because I told you this before, when I got the first script, the first draft of Black and Blue that Tony wrote, it was so one-sided. It was so pro-Cubs and anti-Sox that I was like, we can't do this. It's got to be even. And so I asked the three of the biggest Southside artists of all time, and they were like, no, it was great, and it was even. You couldn't tell whether it was written by a Cubs fan, even though we know you are a Cubs fan. I was very happy about that. But yeah, so Andy Davis would not film at Wrigley Field. Yeah, that was just stupid of me to even say that. All right. How about you got any other guests, Esmeralda? You think this on this list? All of these places are in Chicago. Some of them, let me just give you this. A couple of them are neighborhoods too. So that's a
Yeah. Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Park is not on here, surprisingly. What? That is really surprising. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me. Then they have specific places, like, for instance, Northwestern University is on this list.
Who filmed there?
Nothing in Common with Tom Hanks. Road to Perdition was shot there. Major League was shot there. Am I nuts? When Harry Met Sally, was when Harry Met Sally partially shot there, too?
I think it's a later entry on the list. Another university.
Okay.
University of Chicago, I believe.
Was shot there?
Yes.
Okay. And then here, Esmeralda, this one is just, they just say The Loop. So that, you know what, then? Yes, Sears Tower.
Well, I was trying to think, I'm like, well, maybe a street, like Michigan, because they had Transformers.
Right.
They filmed, you know, all along the river. Is the river on there?
The river is not.
Okay.
So the Dark Knight was filmed there. The Loop also appears in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And in Batman Begins, and more than
Blues
that.
Blues Brothers,
it's in Road to Perdition, big time in Road to Perdition. Yeah, so. All right, we got a break, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk about the most filmed locations in Illinois. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. One artist, two songs. That's the theme this morning. You pick all the bumps every morning. And 301 area code, of course, requesting Chicago with Make Me Smile. That's Chicago. For those of you who don't know, Chicago. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here. And we're here till 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5. And the great Steve Cochran at 6 will have your morning drive for this Tuesday morning. All right. We've been talking about the most filmed locations in Illinois. The first ones are locations that are... Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Hang on a second. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Gesundheit.
Good Lord. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Congratulations. That was your first sneeze in studio here at 303.
Ah, first sneeze in the Skyline studio. Lord knows I sneezed all over the Tribune Tower. That place was covered in my snot.
That's the real reason we had to leave.
That's exactly right.
Future generations are going to find that building buried and then scrape it and find your DNA everywhere.
It became a biohazard.
And then clone you like a woolly mammoth.
Oh, all right.
Their own Jurassic Park filled with Nick DiGilio's.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you, there'd be a lot of people eating in the first half hour.
Yeah, I'd make sure of that. If it was a Jurassic Park and it was filled with me. You wouldn't have to sit through 45 minutes of people talking.
Jeff Goldblum gets his head bitten off in the first 2.5 minutes.
In the first 30 seconds of the movie, Laura Dern bites it. Or gets bitten, I should say. All right. We're talking about most popular locations to be filmed in Illinois, and then most popular cities / towns that have been filmed. Number one of location is Wrigley Field, according to this. Our next one here is Grant Park. The downtown park shows up in The Breakup. Oh, what a terrible movie that was. What a terrible movie that was.
Is that Vince Vaughn, Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh my God, what a terrible movie that was. Did you see that movie, Dan?
I have, and I watch a few minutes every time it's on cable because I know how much you hate it. Oh. So it's kind of a fun exercise just to be like, oh my God.
When that movie came out, Cochran was hosting the Saturday morning show. So Saturday mornings was when I reviewed movies on this radio station for many, many, many years, starting way back with Roy Leonard and going through when Roy retired. John Williams took over the Saturday show, and then Steve Cochran took over the Saturday show, and Steve Bertrand took over the Saturday show. And I stayed through until I got my own weekend shows, and I didn't review the movies on Saturday mornings anymore. So when that movie came out, Steve Cochran was the host, and I, my review was, because he's like, so what did you think of the breakup? And I'm like, oh, man. I said, here's what I honestly thought, because I saw it the night before. I saw it Friday night, and I went with my ex, who at that time was just my girlfriend, and my ex-mother-in-law. She was in town. So we go, we see it. And the theater, we saw it at the Webster Place. And the theater was filled with the kind of white douchebags that you would just like to slap silly. And it was, you know, it was the white douches and the Trixies. And that was the entire audience. And they were hee-ha-hee-hoo-hee-hoo-hee. And they were enjoying it and saying, hey, bro, and high-fiving. And so my review consisted of this. I said, Steve, he goes, what'd you think of the movie? And I said, I can tell you this. I don't want to be a white guy anymore. After the experience of seeing this movie, I no longer want to be a white man. And Steve lost it. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to be white. I do not want to be white anymore. If this is the kind of entertainment that I'm supposed to enjoy and the kind of people I'm supposed to enjoy that entertainment with, I don't want to be a white guy anymore. So that's my review of The Breakup. That's how I feel about that movie. You know which one I didn't hate, though? Now, was The Breakup
the one with Kevin James?
Yeah, The Dilemma.
That was The Dilemma.
Okay, now that's that. Okay, but if The Breakup is when D-bag Vince Vaughn runs out on the ice, right? Or is that The Dilemma?
That's The Dilemma.
Oh, because I actually kind of like that movie.
With Winona Ryder.
Yeah, like where it's all about cheating and stuff and keeping secrets and stuff.
Yeah.
And Ron Howard directed it. I actually didn't hate that movie. I did hate the stuff on the ice, you know, with Vince Vaughn running around at the United Center on the ice.
Well, Vince Vaughn's a D-bag, so.
Yeah, he is. He is, completely.
He was nice to me.
And those, oh, you met him?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were in town for Maid and 94.7 The Zone at the premiere.
Yeah, man, The Zone! Did you have to dress up? Did you have to dress up like a gangster and hand out stuff at the premiere?
No, I didn't. I just had to point him out.
Oh, okay.
He hadn't seen his family in a very long time. So he's like, "Where's my folks?" I'm like, "They're right there." Thanks, man.
I met him one time. He is extraordinarily tall. He's very tall. I'm a short dude, so that, you know, that also is a perspective thing. But he's really tall. About Last Night was shot in Grant Park. Medium Cool, a legendary movie, was shot in Grant Park. Okay, how about O'Hare? O'Hare is number 5 on the list. Janet Carroll and Nicholas Pryor met Tom Cruise at the airport in Risky Business. I would like to correct that. Can I correct that? They don't meet Tom Cruise at the airport. Tom Cruise takes them to the airport, drops them off, and they leave Tom Cruise at the airport. Because at the end of Risky Business, I don't know if you remember this or not, he has to take all of the furniture that was stolen by Guido, and he and the other guys have to put the furniture back, and he doesn't pick them up at the airport. So I just want to make sure that that's clear. I've seen Risky Business about twice. O'Hare also pops up in Home Alone and Sleepless in Seattle. What the hell is going on with Sleep? I've only seen Sleepless in Seattle once. Did part of that movie take place here, or did we double for Seattle? You guys remember?
I do not.
I haven't seen it.
Sam Baldwin is a Chicago architect.
Oh, okay. God, I don't even remember. I don't remember much about that movie, mainly because it sucks. But
he moves to Seattle.
Oh, he moves to, okay.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, what, do they have a layover in Chicago?
That would be a weird layout to have.
Just 20 minutes of them sitting and waiting.
Then the University of Chicago, when Harry first met Sally, I got it confused. Sally, that was the University of Chicago.
And it was, what's that movie with Keanu?
Chain Reaction?
Yeah. Weren't they at the University of Chicago?
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
Didn't they film over at Fermilab too?
I think they did, yeah.
I believe.
The college also appeared in The Fugitive, which is another Andy Davis movie, and The Express.
Chain Reaction was indeed at University of Chicago.
Next on the here is Wicker Park. John Cusack filmed most of Wicker Park in high fidelity. The Chicago neighborhood made an appearance in Red Heat. Oh, my God, Red Heat. Oh, my God. You guys remember Red Heat?
No.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jim Belushi. And it was shot here. And it was directed by the great Walter Hill, and it's one of his worst movies. There's a great duo, huh, Esmeralda? Schwarzenegger and Belushi.
Sounds terrible.
It is terrible. And then, oddly enough, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the movie Wicker Park was shot here in Wicker Park.
I was about to say,
when I read that for the first time, I'm like, they didn't lead with that?
Yeah, that's not the one you're not going to... The title of the movie is the name of the neighborhood? And then, of course, we have Millennium Park, where Channing Tatum and Rachel McAdams tied the knot in Millennium Park in the movie The Vow. I don't remember that at all.
What? The Vow.
The Vow. Yeah, that's one of those... Isn't the plot of that movie like, oh, I'm sick, let's get married?
Car accident puts Paige in a coma. When she wakes up with severe memory loss, her husband Leo works to win her heart again.
That's what it was. I knew it was one of those. Channing Tatum wins over Rachel McAdams.
How does she not just automatically go, oh, you're my husband? Yep, I'm with that. Okay. Perfectly okay. Cool.
Like, if I wake up from a coma and Scarlett Johansson is standing there, I go, yeah, let's go.
She's not like, oh, wait.
Yeah, I don't know if I can
romance me again.
I don't know if I can live with you, Scarlett Johansson. The Bean also makes an appearance in Source Code. That's a good movie. Have you ever seen Source Code, Esmeralda? Jake Gyllenhaal sci-fi movie where he keeps going back in time?
No.
Oh, it's so good. You liked it, right, Dan?
I did, for a very geeky reason, but please continue.
No, wait, tell me.
A little bit of trivia. So at one point, and this won't give away anything, folks, but Jake Gyllenhaal calls his father. You don't see him, you just hear his voice. The voice of Dr. Sam Beckett, Scott Bakula, as a nod to the fact it's a movie about time travel.
That's pretty fantastic. David Bowie's son directed that movie, man. And then it also appeared in Parks and Recreation. Millennium Park appeared in Parks and Recreation. What?
It was part of the flash forward season.
Is that right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, they spent some time in Chicago.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to take a break, and then we'll finish up the locations. We're being location scouts this morning, looking for the most popular locations to film in Illinois. And then we'll name a movie Wicker Park and then not mention it. You know what else was shot in Wicker Park? Real quick. What was that movie with James Spader and my friend Ryan Oliver was in it? He had like one scene. It was again Keanu. Keanu's in it. I think it's Keanu was a serial killer. And he's running around. And a lot of it takes place in Wicker Park. It was shot here in Chicago. And he's running around strangling chicks.
The Watcher.
That's it. The Watcher. Was it Spader?
Yes. And Keanu.
And Keanu. And my friend Ryan Oliver. That was shot here in Chicago.
We're going to watch that.
Where would you watch that?
I said, I gotta.
Oh, you gotta watch it, yeah.
That sounds good.
It's terrible, actually.
Oh.
Your boy Keanu spent a lot of time in this city.
Yeah, man. He doesn't play around.
How did you not hang out with him?
Oh, I did. No, I'm kidding.
In a Winnebago.
Lake House was shot here, too. He's in that. He's in the
Hardball.
Lake House. Hardball shot here. Keanu is the best. Another reason why you should love Keanu, because he shoots a lot of movies here.
You should coax him back.
I will. I'll call him right now. Keanu! I don't think he can hear me.
He pops his head in, yeah?
What's going on?
Why is there a cat in the studio?
Yeah, a cat came in. That's what happened. Got confused. Thought I was talking about Key and Peele's Keanu. All right. We got a break here for weather and for traffic. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here. We're going to play another round of Music IQ after the 4:30 news, and it's a battle of music trivia between Dan and Esmeralda and myself. And the reason I'm laughing, it's 2 for Tuesday.
Yeah!
And 301 requesting Chicago's Color My World. Here's why I was laughing, Dan. I have a specific memory of that song. And it involves Old Chicago, which is a place that has been mentioned here many, many times. It was an indoor amusement park with full rides and surrounded by a mall. It was an indoor amusement. It was in Bolingbrook. And I went there a lot in the 70s. A lot. And by the way, used to fantastic perfection. You want to talk about location shooting in the movie The Fury. There's a fantastic scene that takes place in Old Chicago. Anyway, they had the ride that kind of it goes around a track and it gets faster and faster. The whipper or the vomitor, I don't know what the hell it's called. But there's always music playing, like they have music blasting as you're going around and around and around. It's in that they have it in the movie Adventureland. Lisa P runs you guys, I know every frame of Adventureland, but Lisa P runs that thing and they play Rock Me Amadeus over and over and over again while people are on this ride that just goes around in a circle. And it's stationary. It doesn't go anywhere. And so every single time I would walk past the Vomitor or whatever the ride is called at Old Chicago, or I would ride it, they were blasting Color My World by Chicago. Now, you heard that song. Is that an exciting song to blast while you're on a ride that's going around in a circle and going for the Vomitor? But every single time I would walk past that ride at Old Chicago, every visit, and if I'd ride it, that song would come on, and it would be blasting over and over again. That's like my strong memory of that song, Color My World. It was blasting at Old Chicago while the Vomitor was going around. I don't think it's called the Vomitor. You think they would call it the Vomitor, Dan?
Just the people working there.
So, anyway. Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're talking about locations. United Center is a popular one. It was shot here. The Space Jam, He Got Game, and, of course, The Dilemma, which we just mentioned. And the next location, Esmeralda, number 10 on the list, the Green Mill,
which
is featured in 9,000 movies. They've got High Fidelity, Ocean's 12, and The Lake House. Lake House, again, Keanu. But a lot of movies were filmed at the Green Mill.
I know we told it before, but can you tell the Transformers 3 story?
Transformers 3?
Involving the Green Mill.
No, remind me.
Was it 3 that was filmed here or whatever?
Well, 2 of them were. Two separate movies were filmed.
But Michael Bay came in for a drink one night. Michael Bay came in for a drink one night, loved it, raved about the place.
Right.
You know, yada, yada, yada. Oh, I love this so much. And so he demanded that it be featured in the next Transformers movie. So they rented out the place, did all the stuff, paid all the cash and everything, and they turned it into a country western bar.
Right. That's right. They turned it into a country western bar.
Oh, that's terrible.
And if I'm not mistaken, they did reshoots. If I'm not mistaken, they did reshoots in L.A. where they built a version of the Green Mill. So in addition to him using the location wrong, then he built it again. Michael Bay. Yeah, it was the third Transformers. It was a Transformers movie. All right, most filmed cities in Illinois. Well, obviously, Chicago is number one. According to a study, 4,003 movies and TV show productions have taken place in the Windy City. Number two city or town, Esmeralda, Evanston.
That makes sense.
The Weatherman, starring Nicolas Cage, was filmed in Evanston, along with 126 other movies and TV shows, including Home Alone 2, Home Alone 3, and Uncle Buck. Next is Rockford. Of course, you got Groundhog Day, was shot in Rockford. 72 movies and TV shows were filmed there, including The Darkening and Language of a Broken Heart. Oh, the popular ones were filmed there in Rockford. Champaign. Tom Cruise filmed Mission Impossible in Champaign, and a total of 61 movies and TV shows were filmed there, including Bad Charleston Charlie. Naperville. Morgan Spurlock directed, produced, and starred in a documentary, Supersize Me, in Naperville. What? That took place in... I've only seen the movie once. I mean, did he travel around, or did the whole thing take place in Naperville?
No, he had to have traveled around, right?
Yeah.
And he's from New York.
Yeah. The suburb was a location for 51 movies and TV shows, including The Lucky Ones and Contagion. Why don't you lead with Contagion?
Really? They shot Contagion here?
Yeah, man. And people were coughing all over the place. I remember when that movie came out, I said, here's the deal. You want to play a really cruel trick on somebody after, right, as the end credits for Contagion come out? Just start coughing madly. And you want to see a room full of people completely freak out and run the hell out of the theater? You want to clear the theater? Start coughing during Contagion. Springfield. Legally Blonde 2 was shot there. 48 other movies and TV shows, including The Informant and Bad Teacher. Peoria. Hometown of John Williams. Hometown of Richard Pryor. Michael Moore shot Capitalism, A Love Story, which filmed in Peoria. 46 other movies were and TV shows were shot there. Aurora. Well, of course, Wayne's World. Wayne's World was shot there, and 44 other movies, including Man of Steel, The Express, and Road to Perdition. All right, Esmeralda, you ready? Joliet.
Oh, yeah.
Comes in at number 9. They're in the top 10.
Oh, wow.
And they lead, unfortunately, Esmeralda, they lead with Natural Born Killers.
Really? That was filmed there.
A lot of Natural Born Killers was shot here. That explains my friend Joe's encounter with Oliver Stone. do you remember that story?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heaven and Earth was a real treat. Bad Boys, which, by the way, is the original Good Bad Boys with Sean Penn.
Oh.
And then Blues Brothers.
So I had to get really excited.
Oh, and I remember this, Elgin. That terrible remake of Nightmare on Elm Street was shot in Elgin.
They did Stir of Echoes in Joliet, or parts of it.
Parts of it. A lot of it was filmed here, too. That was another Wicker Park movie. Yeah.
I know we have to break here, but I'll end on this from the 847 area code.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's from Dave Kaplan, though. The Negotiator.
For people who don't know the history of me and Dave Kaplan's discussions about movies, Esmeralda, you know, even 20 years after that movie came out, he would always go, The Negotiator was awesome.
Flat out phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. All right. We got to break and go to news.